Welcome to Us and My Mice.
Love you and I, cause I love you so much. Oh, 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 I just love you. I just like help, help. I just like help. I just like you too. I just like you. I just love you. Happy New Year, I love you, say goodbye. Just going to school, and that's okay. Yum, 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 I just love you.
Welcome to Optimize My Life. We are sponsored by the Hope Collection, a non-for-profit organization that has 8 pillars. Family, food, nutrition, arts, education, housing, and technology. Hey, I'm getting pretty good putting them all into one role. The whole mission and motto of the Hope Collection is to help others by helping them to help others. Our whole mission here at Optimize My Life radio station, we run Monday through Friday, 12 Eastern, 11 Central, and again at 7 Eastern, 6 Central. And our mission is where there's hope, there's freedom. Humankind is designed to succeed in life. We are not meant to just survive. And our goal with this show and each show we run is to give you the hope to take the steps in life to give yourself the freedom for you and your family. Yes, Derek?
Nothing.
Oh. Thought there was something you wanted to add, but okay.
Nah, I'm going on mute right now.
Okay. So today's show and tomorrow is a two-parter, and it's all about family and co-parenting and how to deal with co-parenting, especially when you don't always get along with your ex or your spouse, because co-parenting doesn't always mean you're divorced. You could be married and struggle to agree on how to raise your kids. As always, we are a live call-in radio show, and the number to call in and talk, to engage, ask questions, get advice and resources is 714-816-4686. And love to hear from you. And you can also hear us on all major podcasting at Optimize My Life, Amazon, Spotify, Google. And you can register for notifications, newsletters at optimizemylife.info. And also get what's going on with the show, with the station, and up and coming what's going on. So co-parenting, it's a struggle. And I live with the struggle every day in my household. You know, we have, in our house, we have two special needs kids, and I talk about them a lot in my life because I believe that the best way to teach and to educate is having experienced that. So a lot of things that I talk about are things that I go through in my life or I've gone through or I've tried or willing to try. I will never endorse or talk about things that I'm not willing to do myself or with my family. So, you know, there's so many scenarios. There's so many ways, especially when you're struggling and you're stressed out on how to deal with your kids and making sure you're both on the same page, living together or not. You know, the first thing is having open communication with each other, which is hard to do, you know, and that's where you have to learn to let things go. The resentment or the hatred or whatever it is. You know, the important part to remember that co-parenting is a challenge. I mean, hell, parenting in general is a challenge. But when you don't have that person to lean back on all the time there, it's even harder. It takes more time and effort to find a way to work together and find a middle ground that works for everybody. Because when you start pitting the kids against you each other and you start using the kids as pawns and you're thinking more about yourself and not about your kids. And the important aspect of this is the kids. So the first thing is always making sure when you sit and talk about this stuff with the other person, you do it in an open environment that you all feel comfortable with. You know, if that's therapy or with a coach or some neutral, and I emphasize this the most, a neutral third party. Not one of your friends or one of their friends. It is a neutral person that can give honest, open advice that isn't swayed one way or the other. And making sure that both of you have a support system is crucial. You know, the first thing when you start communicating and openly and honestly and constructively is just laying all the cards out on the table. What are you feeling towards that person? What are they feeling towards you? Just lay everything out there. Because it gets everything off your chest. And it starts fresh and new. And once you communicate all this stuff, let it go. You know, there's, you know, a lot of symbolism that you can do, you know, writing it all down and tearing it up, putting it in the garbage, putting it in the lockbox, something, just somewhere, just letting it, symbolizing letting it go. And now you're ready to start talking. And this is where both of you have to sit down and have a clear set of expectations and boundaries. Setting up what you expect from them and what they expect from you. What decisions are you allowed to make on your own and what decisions do we make together? Respecting each other's roles as parents is crucial. And it's really hard to do sometimes because one parent believes they know more than the other. And sometimes they do. But listening to each side is crucial. The most crucial thing you need to focus on and prioritize when deciding all this stuff is the needs of the children or the child. Prioritize the well-being and the happiness of the child. And take all the personal feelings aside. And then once we establish all that, sit down with the child and talk to them. Now you got to remember when we're sitting here talking about this, you got to make sure that you're not talking badly about the other parent. Especially where children can hear it. Because this is, do this, one, it puts your kids in a position to have to play sides, but also it feeds the fuel in the fire. use your kids. If you have a problem, you need to find your... Because this is where a lot of the... where the trust issues start coming in. Fuels the fire to get that to you guys to fighting. You know, another big issue with co-parenting is bedtimes. You know, dad might let them stay up later than mom does, or vice versa. You want to, when you go from one house to the other, you want to keep routine schedules similar. You know, if dad, you know, then you may let them stay up a little bit later, but then explain, well, it's the weekend, you don't have school, as opposed to going to bed early. But you want to, but that's something that both parents have to agree on and understand and compromise with. Schedule changes is a big issue with co-parenting. You know, last minute things come up and how you deal with those. You know, letting kids do things differently at each house. When you have an opinion, express it to the other person, not in front of the kids. Another tough struggle is letting go of control, which is hard, especially when one parent has the kids 90% of the time. Especially when one parent, when you were together, had more control than the other. You know, mom stayed home with the kids while dad worked. And it's hard, and even when you're together and your kids start getting older and you have to start losing control, letting them fly out of the nest a little bit. This is where it struggles. And this is where, as a parent and as a person, you have to focus on what you can control and what you need to let go of. You know, when you communicate back and forth, do it as a matter of a fact and not an emotional response. Do it as a statement. Now, the best way is to look at co-parenting as a business arrangement. And it makes it easier to discuss expectations and needs and try to solve them problems more diplomatically. When emotions get involved, that's where the struggles come in. Making sure the only thing that you can control is you. They're going to do what they're going to do. You can't control them. And this is the harder part for a lot of us who, it's part of the reason why you split up. There's a good saying that I use with my kids is, it comes from the old Bambi movie, the old Disney Bambi. And when Thumper's talking and mom reminds him, if you can't say anything nice, then don't say anything at all. Basically, if you can't be cordial, then just bite your tongue. Being consistent. And I cannot stress this enough for all kids, being consistent, not only for what's going on at both houses, but also how you are and how they are. You know, and if there's inconsistency, find out when is a good time to talk about that. You know, pick up, drop off. You want to establish routines. And what goes on at both houses need to be pretty routine. Teaching them it's okay when things are different. But talking to your children about it. Parent in general, listening without judgment. You want to accept. You want to be open to hearing what's going on. But not having to put your two cents in. Because the more you just listen to your kids, the more they're going to be willing to talk. The more they're going to be willing to open up. You have to remember the benefits for your kids, and what you want overall is for your kids to be happy. That you didn't split from your kids, it's just a little bit different situation. Because when you work together as a whole, even though you're not together, you still have a cordial relationship, and heck, you know, a lot of times you have a better relationship once you split than you did when you were together, especially towards the end. But kids start to feel secure. They understand that it wasn't their fault. And sitting down and talking to them about it and what happened and why. But make it kid-friendly. Because when they feel secure, they're more confident. Kids adjust quickly and easily. And kids that can adjust because they feel loved and secured have that increased self-esteem. How you handle co-parenting and you use your kids as tools. By that, I mean having their best interests and always reminding you in the forefront of your mind, you're doing what's best for your kids. Those are the kids that are going to succeed in life and not blame divorcing on why their lives are screwed up. Having the consistency, having the similar rules, discipline, rewards, so they know what to expect and what's expected of them. They know what to do. When you have this better relationship, kids learn how to problem solve by seeing it. You know, we did a show a couple weeks ago about arguing in front of your kids, having disagreements. When you teach your kids that it's okay not to agree in a constructive manner, but being able to work together and how to effectively and peacefully solve problems, they are able to do that themselves. No, you got to remember, as parents, you're the first example, the main example in their lives on how to have a healthy relationship. How to deal with conflict resolution. How their life works. You know, more common than not, men tend to find spouses that are a lot like their mothers. And the opposite for women. Consciously, subconsciously, it just happens that way. So you want to teach them, because you want the best for them in the relationship that they have, that you want them to see how to live a good, healthy relationship. And if things don't work out, how to handle a breakup. kids who deal with a lot of mental anguish, conflicts, they tend to develop more issues with anxiety, self-esteem, and depression. And you want them to have that healthy life. So the most important tips are set aside that hurt, that anger. Set aside all that resentment or hurt because you need to put your kids first. Ariana, go. Setting aside the feelings and being able to be cordial is the hardest thing to do, but it's the most vital point and starting point for dealing with your kids. It's not about your feelings for that person. It's not your feelings about you or your spouse. It's about your kids. And that should be your motivating factor. Don't vent to your kids. Have your support system that you can vent to. Exercise. Do something else to release those feelings. Remember to always be focused on your kids and what's important for them. Kids in the middle. You're never going to completely, 90% of the time, lose all the resentment or the bitterness about your breakup, especially if it wasn't a mutual thing. But you have to learn to compartmentalize those feelings and remind yourself that those are your issues, not your kids. And resolve your issues with your ex away from your kids. You know, don't use a messenger for your kid as your kids. Prove the communication. Peaceful, consistent, purposeful communication with your ex is essential in success of co-parenting, even though it may seem impossible. It all begins with the way you think. When you go into a situation and you think it's going to be bad, it's a self-fulfilling prophecy. Subconsciously, you're making it that way because you see it being bad. When you go into it thinking it's for my kids, it's, you know, now, asking yourself how your actions affect your children and make your children the focal point of every discussion. Now, you don't have to meet them over the phone. You got texts, you got emails. You know, and a lot of court systems actually have an app set up for parents so you don't have to completely communicate with each other if you can't, whereas monitored by a neutral third party, the court system. So if you do have those issues and the issues keep going and keep going, you have a record of it, so you can do something. If communication is such an issue, the first thing you need to do is set a business tone. Look at this custody arrangement or parenting arrangement as a business transaction. and he's a partner in your business. How are you going to make this business work? You talk to them like you would talk your coworkers. Make requests. Instead of making statements that can be, or demands that can be misinterpreted, make requests. Frame them. Since, can we do this? Or would you be willing to do this? Listen. The first steps in communication are shutting your mouth and opening your ears. You know, in our house that we say, close your talking mouth and open your listening ears. Just because you're not talking doesn't mean you're approving. Sometimes they need to vent too. So just allow them their voice. They have opinions just like you. Then you can turn around and express your viewpoint. You gotta remember that you're going to be stuck with them as long as your child is a child. So showing restraint, not letting them push your buttons, just letting it like water off a duck's back. Commit to meeting and talking consistently. And it's going to be hard in the early stages, but as time goes on, it gets easier. You know, if it's a phone conversation once a week, once a month, whatever. You know, keep a list. Is it emails? Whatever. To keep them clued in what's going on in their lives with you, and the same with them. Having them come back and send emails and keeping updates on what's going on. You know, what are the goals for your family? What are the goals that you want to accomplish? You know, what's going on? What are they struggling with? So that way you both know what's going on. So when you both are open and honest with what's going on in the two households, it eases that worry with the other parent. Keep the conversations kid-focused. Shouldn't be about you or their needs, only what your kids need. And staying calm when dealing with the difficult time, which is hard. You have to learn to let go and move on. Especially when one has likes and enjoys pushing the other's buttons. Learning stress relief techniques to help you stay in control. You got to think of yourselves as a team. So being flexible and willing to work with each other. While making sure the rules and discipline and schedules all fit with each other's values and needs. You got to remember, you guys were together at one time, so your values and rules were similar. It doesn't need to change just because you two don't get along anymore. You need to sit down and decide what are the important decisions that you need to make together. You know, medical decisions if it needs to be. Education. You you know, financial decisions, you know, the cost of maintaining two households, setting a realistic budget. It doesn't mean the other one has to decide they need so much more money because the kids need all of a sudden all this stuff they didn't need before. Just to stick it to the other person. You know, what activities are the kids going to do? What expenses are you going to share? Things like that. Well, we're almost out of time for today. Today we talked about how to deal with some of the issues that happens with co-parenting, how to open up those lines of communication, how to deal with things. So you got to remember, kids go through everything that you go through. Excuse me. Tomorrow's show is our two-parter. We're going to talk about conflict resolution, how to improve the communication, how to be able to let things go, how to deal with stress management techniques and how to handle things that are going on, how to respect even if you don't respect them, to make it, and so much more. Join us tomorrow at 7 Eastern, 6 Central, and we continue our two-parter. And join us tomorrow at noon for Family Time with Bob Oakley, who talks about faith and spirit and how using faith helps you with the challenges that you deal with in life. So for now, have a good night, and we'll see you here tomorrow at noon. Bye for now.